Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 24th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. An encouraging approach to complex ASDs, a multicenter study. The study found that transcatheter closure was performed in patients with complex atrial septal defects, presenting with challenging conditions such as large defects, rim deficiency, or multifenestrated defects. This multicenter retrospective analysis evaluated the application of transcatheter techniques in cases where surgical repair might traditionally be preferred. The inclusion of patients with low age and weight also demonstrated the broad application of this approach. This indicates an encouraging expansion of percutaneous atrial septal defect closure to more complicated anatomies. Article number 2. Parallel transcatheter valve and stent placement with subsequent stent occlusion to address a giant dysfunctional RVOT in a patient with repair tetralogy of Follett. A novel transcatheter approach successfully addressed a giant dysfunctional right ventricular outflow tract in a patient with repair tetralogy of Fallot and severe pulmonary insufficiency. This innovative strategy involved the parallel placement of a transcatheter valve and a stent, followed by subsequent stent occlusion. This method offered an alternative to open surgery in a complex anatomical case where conventional pulmonary valve replacement options were challenging. The procedure effectively managed right ventricular dilation and arrhythmia risk associated with the dysfunctional outflow tract. Article number 3. Incidental diagnosis of a complex cyanotic congenital heart defect in a 32-year-old with orbital abscess. A 32-year-old adult male was incidentally diagnosed with a complex cyanotic congenital heart defect, including isolated dextrocardia, double inlet left ventricle, L-looped, and L-transposed great arteries with subpulmonary stenosis. The patient survived into adulthood without cardiac surgeries or medications despite single ventricle physiology. This prolonged survival was attributed to a self-banded pulmonary flow, a protective physiological mechanism that naturally regulated pulmonary blood flow. This case highlights how unique compensatory mechanisms can enable long-term survival in severe congenital heart conditions. Article number 4. Valsartan in combination with dapagliflozin compared with dapagliflozin alone in patients with chronic kidney disease and albuminuria, a randomized, active-controlled, double-blind, Phase 2b clinical trial. Sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors, such as dapagliflozin, reduce albuminuria and the risk of chronic kidney disease progression. Non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists demonstrate similar benefits in patients with type 2 diabetes and chronic kidney disease. The MIRO-CKD multicenter, randomized, double-blind, active-controlled, Phase 2b clinical trial investigated the efficacy and safety of the novel mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist valsartan in combination with dapagliflozin. This study explored a combination therapeutic approach, building on the established benefits of each drug class for patients with chronic kidney disease and albuminuria. Article number 5. Global, regional, and national burden of chronic kidney disease in adults, 1990 to 2023, and its attributable risk factors, a systematic analysis for the Global Burden of Disease Study 2023. Chronic kidney disease consistently ranks among the leading causes of global mortality and morbidity. This systematic analysis for the Global Burden of Disease Study 2023 provided extensive global, regional, and national chronic kidney disease estimates for adults aged 20 years and older. The data, covering 204 countries and territories from 1990 to 2023, delivers crucial information to inform evidence-based policies. These findings are essential for targeted strategies in chronic kidney disease identification and treatment worldwide. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.